This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hidden power, something that is a labor of love for me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we take a walk or a ride or a trip into the unknown, at least for some people it is the unknown, trying to figure out how people's brains work, that sixth sense, something that fascinates me. I spent almost 2 weeks, I've done this every year for the past 3 years, in fact, gone to a place around the world where there was a tight spiritual connection for a lot of people who've had experience going to places like, there's a specific, very sensitive area in England that I went to 3 years ago. Last year, I went to Italy to a place called Damanhur and had a great spiritual experience. And this year I went to Peru. And went to the same places that many people go that are touring Machu Picchu. But I went into the jungle, went on to the desert, went up into the mountains. I had a couple of experiences that were unlike any other experiences that I've had in my life. We all have our points of interest. We all have our points of concern. We all have our need to get questions answered about things that are happening in our life. And this is a way for me to separate myself from the everyday world of my business, my family, my hobbies, my avocation, and to just focus on me. I don't do that a lot. And I would tell you that I think it's good for everybody to focus and understand what they need to understand. So many people have so many questions about themselves, and a lot of them get answered maybe in the day-to-day if you do some reading. Sometimes we go to see people. This program is about astrologers and about psychics and about people who are very sensitive. For example, later on, Uri Geller will join us, somebody who's known around the world as a healer, as a metaphysician, as a mystifier, as a paranormalist. A lot of these things all kind of get put into the same bucket. You know what I mean? There are a lot of different expressions and experiences that we have, but sometimes people who don't really get close to them, they tend to think of it all as kind of hocus pocus. I don't. I think that I've learned a lot about myself, about my brain. One of the things that I have discovered is that my brain doesn't always tell me the truth, and your brain doesn't always tell you the truth either. Under the circumstances. So it's something to think about. And as a result of that focus on the brain, there's one thing that has been very important to me anyway over the last, well, it's probably always been important to me, but I have found it very important in trying to figure out for myself, who am I attracting into my life? Who do I want to have romantically in my life? Who do I want to have relationships with? How do I find that person? And people say, well, my God, at your age, you should have found them by now. That's not true. A lot of people spend a lot of time in their earlier years thinking they're going to find. Maybe it's looking. Maybe it's that you don't have to look. It's there. You just have to kind of figure out how to accept it. Let's see what we can learn about that, because we're going to talk to a fellow named Glenn Gehrer in a moment about a couple of broad themes, a human mating and the cognitive process that gets us there. That is something he calls mating intelligence, and also the state of evolutionary psychology in the landscape of getting to the right mate. Certainly this is a timely conversation for me and hopefully for you, and we'll get to it right after this.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related death in the U.S. It's also one of the most preventable cancers. Some of that starts with lifestyle choices.
We know that diets that are high in red meat or saturated fat, carrying around excess weight, smoking, those are modifiable risk factors. Now, these are relatively minor, I don't mean to dismiss them, but they probably will modulate risk by about 20 to 30%.
Gastroenterologist Dr. John Kissel explains that cancer screening is the other piece of the prevention puzzle. A colonoscopy can identify polyps, some of which can develop into cancer.
We try to remove them almost all the time so that we can have one of our pathology colleagues do a detailed examination under the microscope, and that might give us a sense of how quickly it might grow.
And that gives doctors a sense of what to anticipate for that individual in the future. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, so let's figure out where we are in terms of our evolution. I think the evolutionist that most of us think of when we think of evolution is Darwin. I'm not sure whether Mr. Gehr has a reinterpretation of Darwin, but we'll get to that. Glenn Gehr has written a book called Positive Evolutionary Psychology, Darwin's Guide to Living a Richer Life. So, Mr. Gehr, is this a reinterpretation of some of Darwin's work? Where do we start with this?
Sure. Well, first off, I want to thank you for having me on the show, Doug. I'm
sure.
Really looking forward to our conversation. To the point of essentially what is the idea of positive evolutionary psychology and how does that relate to Darwin, I would say that it's kind of an advanced application of his ideas, not only to human behavior, which is what we call evolutionary psychology, but to how we can use those insights to help people live better lives in various ways.
So that's a lot of words.
That's what I do.
This is about getting together. This is about mating, if I understand correctly. Am I reading this correctly?
Well, I'd say partially. So the field of evolutionary psychology has been famous for having a relatively large focus on mating. But what I'm trying to do in this new book, and some other people in the field are trying to do this as well, is sort of get beyond just the understanding of mating, to try to take evolutionary ideas to help inform lots of other aspects of our lives. So maybe I can give a few sort of examples.
Yeah, please.
So like our emotional world, you know, emotional health is obviously very important. We're at a time in our country where there's more people, a higher proportion of people expressing, you know, or showing sort of distressed health in various ways. The evolutionary perspective can help us understand our emotional health. It can help us understand what happiness is, why happiness evolved in the first place, what are the factors that facilitate happiness. But it also can help us understand why some of the negative emotions exist. For instance, anxiety, none of us love anxiety, but anxiety is a human universal, and it emerges in situations where it actually can benefit us in the right doses. You know,
anxiety
can be, well, it can really be something of a motivator. A famous example is given by Randy Nessy, who wrote the book Darwinian Medicine. He's a psychiatrist, and the story he tells is that he had a patient who was a teacher, and the teacher expressed a lot of anxiety. That's why he was going to the psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist gives him some anti-anxiety pills, because that's kind of what happens. And the guy comes back 3 weeks later, and he seems much happier. And he says, but there's still a problem. And so the doctor says, what's the problem? He says, well, I got this giant stack of student papers on my desk that's been sitting around for 2 weeks, and I have no motivation to touch them whatsoever. And that's, you know, and I've never been like that. You know, I teach, my students are complaining and so forth. So I think that little anecdote gives an insight into the fact that the negative emotions, obviously we don't want them to dominate us, but they do have some adaptive function, and the evolutionary perspective sort of helps us put that into perspective. So that's, I guess I'd say, one example that's outside of mating.
But is the fact that most people think about Darwin as the evolutionist, the what are we developing here, and we normally think about it in terms of mating, selection, having children, moving on, the genetic pool, whatever, DNA. I mean, there are all kinds of things here that it seems to me are ambiguous about where, you know, the whole business about why we choose our mate. Why do we fall in love with the people, whatever that expression means, and why does it hurt so much when it doesn't work?
Right. Yeah, so one of the reasons that the evolutionary perspective is famous for studying mating processes like you're talking about has to do with the fact that the mating domain in life is exactly where the Darwinian rubber hits the road. You know, Darwin's bottom line has to do with the evolution of features of organisms that facilitate survival and or reproduction. And mating, I would argue parenting is up there just as much, but mating is really where that happens. So when people started studying human mating behaviors with this evolutionary approach, we started learning all kinds of things that we really hadn't known before. What are the things that people look for in mates? What is the difference between short-term mating versus long-term mating? What might someone want if they meet someone at a bar, you know, for a one-night situation versus this is someone I want to marry and stay with for the rest of my life? It turns out these are different kinds of qualities. It turns out males and females have different things that they're looking for, and so forth.
Right, let's stop there. What's the difference between what a male, and this is average, because some women are like men, and some men are like women.
If there's
such a category. So what are we... Yeah, I know women who want to be with different men because they like being with different men. They don't want to be with the same man, and that's considered a male trait, but there are women who want to be like that.
Yes, no, I think that was very well worded. I think that's a spot on point. So we use statistics in our work in this kind of behavioral sciences, and we are definitely talking about average differences, and there's individual variability, you know, within the sexes. So when we talk about males are like this, females are like this, what you're saying is exactly right. Generally speaking, across the globe, males are looking for markers of sort of fertility and youth, and that has to do with women's relatively restricted reproductive window. And women seem to be looking for markers of status and wealth and loyalty. That's kind of the short version, and maybe after the break we can expand that a bit.
Yeah, I think that we need to have what the attributes are that I don't want to do average. I kind of want to take it. Like, I want to take you in a moment and see what it is that you have learned from your thematics, your academic research, and how it's impacted your life. Glenn Gehr is with us, and he's got a blog at Psych Today, A Darwin's Subterranean World. He's got a book, Evolutionary Psychology 101. And that's what we're talking about here, 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. The current podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com, number 74. Are we looking at everything upside down? Mark Gober and I have a conversation. He's the author of An End to Upside Down Thinking. He's a businessman. He began his career as an investment banker during the heart of the financial crisis in 2008, 09, 10 there. He chose to leave Wall Street. And he joined a technology-focused investment bank after stumbling across podcasts that exposed him to new ideas to put into question the most basic assumptions about who and what we are as human beings. He realized that we had to think, or maybe rethink, everything that we thought we knew. The book aims to shift our collective outlook, reshaping our views of human potential, how we treat one another, those sorts of things. Its implications encourage a lot of revisions in things like science and technology and medicine. So you'll find comfort in the conversation, our worldview, the focus on happiness and everyday decisions and how they relate to our business and health and politics. So you've got that on the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Also, our usual visit with psychic Mary O'Malley and astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy. The things that every day enter into our life, looking at your astrological horoscope every day, that sort of thing. There's lots to be benefited, a lot of information floating around, and we try to piece it together every week. The YourHiddenPowerShow.com podcast, this one that I've just highlighted is the most recent. Catch it again, YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Next week's, we'll have a sort of a synthetic look at the discussion of Glenn Gehr and what he's published, what his thinking is, and I've asked how his looking at the world has affected his own life. That's where the rubber hits the road, Glenn, actually, is how this, it's of no value to anybody else if it hasn't been any value to you. So how has it been of value to you?
So I'm 48. I've been with my wife, Kathy, who's beautiful and lovely in every way, by the way. We've been together since 1992. Gosh. So You know, we've been together for a very long time, and we...
How did you select her? How did she select you?
Sure. You know, and one of the most common ways that they say people end up with their mate, and this totally goes against the idea of love at first sight, even though I think that might have been part of it,
yeah.
But we were in the same room together, starting the same PhD program. There were 10 of us, you know, and they call it a cohort model. So in a cohort model in graduate school, you're surrounded by the same, in this case, it was 10 people, you know, 7, 8, 9 times a week in all kinds of academic and social settings and proximity. You know, I saw her so much. Her office was next door to my office. She and I had, I think, similar values. She had a great sense of humor, which is something that I really appreciated. She had, a really gentle way about approaching others in the world, which I think was really important. And maybe a year later, we might have moved in together. That was partly out of fiscal convenience, to be honest, but it was also, you know, only partly.
Yeah. Friends become lovers, and lovers become mates, and mates become husband. I can see how all that happens. Well, there's a lot to be gleaned here. This is not easy reading, but it's also, you know, important stuff isn't always easy. Human personality, the bright personality. I look for brightness, frankly, and loveliness and friskiness and all that good stuff. And I think you begin to know what you want, and sometimes you stumble upon it. You might help yourself by looking at what Glenn has written here. Glenn Gehr is our guest here. Thank you very much, Glenn. The book is called Positive Evolutionary Psychology, Darwin's Guide to Living a Richer Life.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
My dad is a proud doer. Always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
You know, it's not been anything that I've been out advocating for. You know, my life changed over the last 24 hours when Nick Ayers decided not to do it, and there was a story out there that I was on a list. You know, I can say this. It's going to be the president's decision.
You're listening to North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News. He's asked if he's been contacted by President Trump to be the new chief of staff as the president weighs his options to replace John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year.
A lot of well-qualified candidates. And at the end of the day, it's who's going to serve him best and serve this country best. Right now, I've got a great job in representing the people of Western North Carolina. I'm going to continue to do that. And yet, at the same time, you know, there needs to be someone to support this president and making sure that we indeed make America great again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 34 after the hour, this is your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in Uri Geller from his home in Israel, well known around the world as a mind motivator, a mind master, if you will. He energizes me every time we have a conversation. I saw something that had your name written all over it. It was sort of a treatise on genius. And the folks who aren't geniuses, who are mediocre, mediocrity, the thought of being mediocre, self-inflicted. So says the man who tapped into the secrets of the universe, Glenn Clark. So what do you think about genius? You're a genius. I acknowledge that all the time. I think you're, in many ways, one of the real geniuses of our time. You have a lot of passion, you're very focused, you're concentrating all the time on yourself, your powers, the practice of helping people, that sort of thing. You wouldn't know what mediocrity was. So how do we get people out of mediocrity?
Well, you know, Doug, first of all, I have to tell you about a dream I had. I haven't spoken to you for, gosh, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know why we didn't do the program, but I just had a dream that you were in an ancient sacred site with hidden mysteries around it, shamans and plants that you've never seen before.
All right, so let me stop you right there. You and I did not talk. Normally, you know what's going on in my life. I went to Peru for 10 days, and I didn't tell you I went to Peru. And all of the things that you have just described are things that I experienced. Every single one of them were things I experienced in the various sacred... This was a sacred tour of Peru, and it's pretty funny.
I saw you with a mystic guide.
Yep.
And, you know, really, this is, honestly, we haven't spoken for a long time.
No.
And I've seen you in amazing places. And, you know, most people around the world don't take that daring step to explore something mystical. And I urge you to do that. Now, these kind of trips to desolated places, or supernatural arenas, or mystical surroundings, sometimes cost a lot of money, because you got to buy the airplane ticket, you got to pay for the hotel, and so forth. But there are so many places around the world that it's basically very, very inexpensive to get to, and very inexpensive to live in. So to the people who've tried almost everything, and have everything, you should travel to these incredible secret places that with secret societies that will probably kickstart your mind to think that, hey, there must be something out there, an energy. And, you know, we have these sacred places like Easter Island that we still don't know how and why those sculptures were built.
Yeah.
And for what reason. There are so many wonders around the world. And so where were you? What made you take this kind of a journey?
Well, I think you remember a couple of years ago I took a trip by myself to England to the special places that you and I, some of which we had visited together when you were living in England, and some I hadn't ever been. I'd never been to Glastonbury, for example. But there's a straight line that goes from South West England and Northeast England, a virtual straight line where there are all kinds of experiences, all kinds of things that happened over the years that were hard to explain, but very spiritually based. And I wanted to take that trip. And then last year I went to Italy to a place called Damanhur that also spoke to my spiritual nature. And then this year I decided to go. Last year my friend Meredith went to Peru and had a very good experience, so I thought I'd do it this year, and I did. And I went to...
Yeah, you know, Doug, that most of these incredible sacred places are connected to each other with ley lines, energetic ley lines.
Yeah, right.
I call them the subliminal energies that are that exist under our feet. And the reason I bought my island... I don't know if you remember, but I bought a small island
Crete.
In Scotland.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
It's called Lamb Island, because I felt that the ley lines from the island cross Roslyn Chapel, if you remember the famous novel by Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Codes.
Yeah.
And they shoot down straight to the pyramids. I truly believe in these underground energetic paths. I don't know if scientifically they have been proven, but still, you know, there's so much we don't know. Doug, you realize, I've got to send you an email with an article that came out in the Kathmandu Post. This is so mind-boggling that I think we're going to spend all of next week's talk about this article. And now, don't laugh. But the article headline is that the fear of the animals have of dying before being slaughtered cause earthquakes. Don't laugh so quickly, because Albert Einstein believed in the same theory. So when I finish this conversation with you in a few seconds, I'm emailing you this article. It is simply mind-blowing.
I think that the this bit, I go back to what I started with here in terms of genius, whether we are mediocre or whether we use our genius. Everybody has genius. You just have to tap into it, find it. And that's one of the things that people like you are great at doing. It's, there's no life to being mediocre. It really isn't. I think mediocrity
is a killer. Yeah, but I don't consider myself a genius. I think we're all alike. I just use a little more of my brain power. So listen, a big hug to all our listeners, since I haven't been in touch with you for a long time. A big kiss all the way from old Jaffa in Israel, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'm going to send you this article now.
All right, send it to me, we'll talk about it next week. Uri Geller, whose website is urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Fascinating visit, always a good... there's a question and there's an answer. There's always an answer for every question, and Uri goes way out, he really does. His experience. But I mean, the fact that he just talked with me, I didn't tell him I was going to Peru, and he knew that I had been there. That's pretty special stuff. Here's something else that's special. For the holidays, are you giving the gift of a good night's rest? MyPillow.com, please. If you're losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those people in your life for Christmas, I'm telling you, you better not pout. Yeah. I'm telling you why. The Santa Claus is going to bring you a MyPillow. Maybe you can help it along a little bit by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save 50% on the great pillows, the pillow products that are there. MyPillow has the ultimate stocking stuffer. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's rest? Change the way you sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is made in America, 100% machine washable, 100% dryable. They come with a 10-year warranty. So let's make sure that you get this free shipping involved with all of these things. You right now can buy 4 pillows at half price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping, and they're guaranteed through March of next year. Don't lose a thing. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/today. That's 4hims.com/today for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hi, 44 at the hour here on the this week's edition of Your Hidden Power. one of the people that I trust most in life to give good advice to me and anybody who will take her up on her, I don't know if it's offer. She's really skilled, has a gift. And many of us, as I was saying a few minutes ago to Uri, we all have our gifts. Your hidden power is about finding your gifts. And certainly when it comes to a good psychic, this is a lady that you ought to trust. This is a good little Christmas gift, actually. Mary O'Malley, who is at PsychicScout.com, has done a terrific job of helping me. She's helped me on three or four different occasions. I don't mind. I mean, I think that's how we first met, as a matter of fact. And it seemed like it was always the same question. It was always, how do we get through the same thing? And I will say that recently you sort of helped me in a way that people need to have frankness, I think. A lot of times people will go to folks like you, and what they hear is the person who's giving the information has been smart enough to sort of figure out what the person wants to hear, so they mask their expertise by, you know, giving answers to questions that, oh, yeah, okay, this will be fine, and that doesn't help anything. And recently you and I had a conversation that pretty much put it all on the line, and it isn't that I didn't, whether I wanted to hear it or I didn't want to hear it, I needed to hear it. And so in that way, I think people who really want good advice need to go to people like you, and I think they're few and far between, Mary, frankly. I think that's my testimonial for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, yeah, people don't want it. Don't you find when you're talking to people, they don't really want to hear? Did you ever think that I wanted to hear what I wanted to hear and not what I needed to hear?
Yeah. And I know, you know, a lot of times people are disappointed, but at the same time, I think something in them still resonates with the truth, you know? Mm-hmm. And like you said, you've got to get on with your life. You've got to move on. And then some people just, you know, they never call me back.
Nah.
But I don't want to mess with spirit either. You know what I mean? I don't want to just tell somebody what they want to hear when that's not part of their healing, you know? So
yeah, I guess that's it. It sometimes is facing the cold, hard facts, if that's what they are. Sometimes you think you're right. Sometimes you know you're right. Sometimes you aren't. But it's good to have this sort of a focus. And so the reason I bring it up now is because it's a time for me. This whole last 4 or 5 months have been important for me to move on. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. It doesn't make any difference what your background is. It doesn't make any difference what you're looking for or what you think you need. You need to sort of tune into yourself. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes you need a little bit of help. So I would advise and I would recommend going to PsychicScout.com and taking advantage. There's a good Christmas for somebody that you know in your life who wants some answers to some questions. Mary is a great person to provide those answers. So if we are going to, as we do the next couple of weeks, talk about Christmas and what you can do, people looking for creative ways to take care of their friends and loved ones, so have them ask Mary some questions, get some answers for Mary. That's the bottom line here is we all want our answers.
And we do.
If you want it,
me too.
But, yeah, of course you do. You're not any different than anybody else, and neither am I. You just sometimes you need to have. You can't figure it all out on your own. Oftentimes, it's almost like a lawyer whose dumbest client would be himself, whatever that expression is. So you can't always figure it out by yourself. So take my advice and take a trip to PsychicScout.com. You'll get a discount if you use Doug Steffen, but that's not important. What's important is you get answers to your questions and help. 10 before the hour.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
It's a case of information trumping information, if you know what I mean. The DJV Health News broadcast with Dr. Joel Wallach on the air. You can reach us at 888-302-3684. Or also send along questions you may have about your own health issues at Doug. Well, you can do Twitter at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. We also have the DJV Health Newsletter, and you can sign up for that. It's a free service delivered. The DJV Health News newsletter into your inbox. Every time you have a question, you can get it answered there if we're not on the air. So subscribe to the DJV Health Newsletter. Put your email in, and the subscription comes to you automatically without charge. We're talking in general terms about some of the things that are in the health news. I saw this, and I thought you were the perfect person to explain the number one reason why people who live in Iceland don't get sick very often. Is it the fish diet? Is it the water that's so pure? I don't know that you know, but they almost seem immortal up there. They don't have disease. They're mostly descendants from ancient warriors who, like the Vikings, you know, lived in these areas. And is it that it's just the air and the fact that everything hasn't been polluted? Do you think that's it, or is it something deeper than that, Doc?
Well, I think it's deeper than that, but certainly they don't have a lot of industry as we have, so the pollution levels are low. Also, they eat fish and all kinds of seafoods, so they're getting a lot of things that we're not getting, and they don't fry stuff. They primarily roast and bake, and they grow their vegetables in volcanic soil, and the volcanic soil has minerals in it. And the plants will suck up the minerals. They only need three. They only need NPK, which is the basis of commercial fertilizers, three nutrients, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. But they'll suck up anything, good or bad, all over the world. And so they'll suck up, let's say there's 40, 50 minerals in their soil. The plants suck it up, and they eat those plants, and they get their minerals that way. We get NPK because we're getting our peas and carrots and potatoes and onions and squash from fields that are only fertilized with NPK. You get massive growth of bushels and tons, but you don't get the nutrition of the other minerals you need. We need 60 minerals. We need 60 to be healthy, and that's why they're healthy, because they're growing their food on volcanic soil that has these minerals, and they're a small population, so they're not putting pressure on their fields. We put pressure on our fields to grow tons and tons and tons of food to feed millions of people. I dare say their population is less than 2% of our population.
Right. And that's one of the things, interestingly enough, I think I told you before, you knew that I was a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I'm doing right now is spreading wood ash on all of the hay fields. The wood ash is a product of they have a large electric power plant in New Hampshire that burns nothing but wood. And so what comes out is all of the things that made the tree healthy that came out of the land that we're sucking out of the land in most of the descriptive farms that you were talking about. So this wood ash is just speaks to exactly what you were talking about. It's really amazing. So here's an answer to the question that's been asked by a lot of people. If you go to djvhealthnews.com and look in the info department, there's an article that Doc Wallach wrote about taking advice to help you decide which nutritional supplements are right for you. That's all there. And also recordings of previous appearances on the DJV Health News. You can hear the archives. That's all posted at djvhealthnews.com. All right, we're going to continue in a matter of moments, taking calls and questions from you. 888-302-DOUG for Dr. Wallach, 888-302-3684, or email your questions, specific questions about your health and well-being. We get Doc to answer them as best he can, and he's really good at it. That's why he's so successful. Dr. Joel Wallach with Doug Steffen.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.